KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Thane-AD, whose main crests are the raven and dog salmon, and the Wushkitan with the shark, wolf, and eagle as their main crests of the Ak-Kwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once Thailand and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who traveled to and from their homes on these tidelands to fishing and hunting grounds and to gatherings in other villages, who maintained smokehouses on the tidelands. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunach chish for your patience as we learn. Support for Juneau Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juneau with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years. With 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juneau, more at heritagecoffee.com. Our first guests are members of the Tsamalgyak Language Learners Group, who will teach us a few words and let us know about their Saturday gatherings. And perhaps I should start with Alfie Price to correct my pronunciation on that word, if you would, please, sir.
Oh, do I exit noon? Amasa da tratnis nuisum. So go up the wayu. Simsienu dish haida dish getaganiitsk. Kish bit water dipped egu. So I said in some ayak, I said, thank you, do I exit noon? I said, good day, everybody, and I gave a very brief introduction. My Simshia name is Sagolp, which means wave maker. My English name is Alfie Price. And I told you a little bit about my lineage. So we're members of the Juneau Tsamalgyak Learners Group. We've been meeting every Saturday for almost 4.5 years. We actually started about 2003 learning Tsamalgyak from our first teacher, Donna Mae Roberts, who came to teach us, and she's a lifelong teacher and fluent speaker. And then again in 2015, David A. Boxley came to Juneau to teach an art class, and while he was here, he said to Nancy Barnes, Let's practice some Tsamalgyak. Let's learn some Tsamalgyak. So he gave us a really hard, fast course in beginning Tsamalgyak, and it was hard, and it was fun, and it was beautiful to hear our language again. I heard it as a child. And one of the things that he really emphasized to us that he wants us to continue learning to practice because our language is very much endangered. We are losing fluent speakers faster than we can create them. So I got together with Nancy after that and said, let's keep this up. And so we started meeting maybe once a month, and then it was so much fun. We started meeting every Saturday, and almost without fail. We have about a dozen or so learners who, similar to us, are separated from their roots and have no way to learn our language, Tsamalgyak. It's a Tsimshian language. And we have no fluent speakers here in Juneau. So it was already a huge challenge. How are we going to do this? But with help from other teachers and speakers in Canada and Metlakatla, Alaska, we've come a long way from maybe 60 or so vocabulary words to being able to speak sentences. We can all introduce ourselves in the language. We do songs, and we've even expanded from just our group here in Juneau to helping folks online. We use Skype, and we have social media presence on Instagram, and we have a Facebook page where we post videos of us saying words and phrases. And we're even starting to begin the basics of teaching grammar. So that's who we are. Thank you for having us here. I want to say it was really good to hear your land acknowledgement. As part of our work, we went from learning our language to reclaiming our cultural identity. I didn't have a Tsimshian name before. Some of us didn't have clans, but we've begun the process of of doing that work to reclaim our cultural identity. And so before we even did that, we met with the spokesperson for the Akwan to get their permission. We didn't want to just do our work here on their land without. So I appreciate hearing your land acknowledgement.
You've mentioned Nancy's name several times, who's also in the studio. Nancy, will you please introduce yourself?
Oh, Mansandoga Dekiat Dewayu, Nancy Barnes Dewayu, Amshiwampsh, Lakshkik Dipdegu, Simshian, Ada Alutiknu, Doiksit Nusen.
Okay.
And I just said I'm Nancy Barnes. I am of the Eagle Moedik, and really glad to be here. We're glad to share the work that we're doing. As Elfie was saying, Sagop was saying, we meet faithfully every Saturday from noon to 2 o'clock out at the Edward K. Thomas Building. President Peterson has let us use his conference room, and we've got a big screen. We hook up folks. We've got a number of younger people in our group. I think our youngest is about two.
Owen.
Owen. He's not even one. So there, you know, we've got a great group, and we are passionate about keeping this language going. And I often text Elfie, you know, if I'm not sure about a word, and because he's really grasped it and has got a good memory and brings in, he's good on the grammar and all that. So, Anne, glad to be here.
All right. And will you please introduce yourself?
Ksibu Akstawayu, Lakshkik Diptegu, Simshanu Dishida Dishkarikanizk, Sagop Wadi Nagwadu, Katie, sorry, I forget her Simshan name, Wadi Simtiu, and Kristen Price Wadi Noyu. Hi, my name's Ksibu Ux, which is like water spout. I got that from David R. Boxley. And I'm Eagle, like Nancy, and my dad is Sagop, which Alfie Price right here. My sister is Katie Price, and my mom is Kristen Price. I've been with the group for all 4.5 years. I've been slowly learning with all of the group, and I've made a lot of friends in the group, so yeah.
All right, thank you. Alfie, what is that like for you to see your son speaking your language?
It makes me very proud, and it gives me hope. He's been, like he said, part of our group in the beginning, and we use the language at home. We use him like at home all the time, his sister and himself and me. I tell them to go to bed, it's time to eat, let's go. All the kind of things that you would do normally throughout the day, we try to use some alias. I think that's really important to use it every day, because as we found out, if you don't use it, you lose it. So it gives me a little hope. As I mentioned before, our language is in danger. So I feel like if we can pass it on to the young folks in our group and beyond, we're doing a really good thing. We have two toddlers, a couple of young men around Joel's age, a couple of young ladies who are around 20. So it gives me hope. It makes me very proud to hear Ksibu Ux give you his introduction without looking at a paper. It's all inside his Wingaush.
Yeah, we're so dedicated that one time we even came on Christmas Eve.
And I want to say, Christmas Eve in a blizzard. So I texted Elfie. I said, "Are we still having? Do you still want to have it?" And he said, "Well, yeah." He's putting coffee on. So very dedicated. I wanted to say something about Sagope also that's been – he is really good with technology. So we use technology a lot. The files that he's kept, a really good computer file of everything that we do. It's very helpful.
I would like, with your permission, to link to your Instagram at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon on today's post, because you've been doing a project called Word of the Day, right where you're sharing the language. Can you tell us more about that?
Oh, sure. Maybe a little over 3 years ago, I'm an Instagrammer. As Nancy said, my job is IT, and I'm a photographer, and I'm an Instagrammer. And I had this idea because I'd seen other people doing their languages on Instagram, and I said, and what I noticed is every time they would start these, it was one person, and they would go great guns for a little while, and it would kind of fizzle out because it's just one person doing it. So my idea was, since we're a group, I brought the idea to group one day. I said, how would you all like to do this Instagram? We'll make some videos of us so people can hear how the sounds are supposed to be. When we first started, we didn't have a lot of that. We had lots of text, but it's really important to hear how the words are supposed to sound. There's a lot of unique sounds in some Ayah. There's a cadence to our language that doesn't exist in English or other languages. And so that was my idea. I just wanted for us to show what we know and to practice it. And it turned into a much bigger thing than I had anticipated. We have over 900 followers, and many of them are all over the place who are in the same situation that we were. They wish to learn some Ayah. They have roots in Tsimshian culture, but they don't have a teacher. And so we get messages pretty much weekly from people saying, thank you for doing this. I'm teaching my kids from your videos. And so not only did it give us a platform to show what we know, but a little bit held our feet to the fire. We have to make sure when we post these things that we're doing it as well as possible. Because when I look at our old videos, it's a little embarrassing to see how we said some things. But that's okay. We're a learner's group, and I think people understand that.
What's your handle at Instagram?
Oh, it's some Algich _ learners on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And you can also find us on Facebook. We have a page. It's Juno Some Algich Learners.
All right. Joel, what's been the best part of this process for you?
Well, honestly, the whole process is the best because saving a language that's endangered, that's pretty like up to the top of the level. Sure, it's kind of like sometimes it can get boring because sometimes beginners come in and then we relearn a bunch of the old stuff. But it can also be pretty exciting because sometimes we learn new things from different elders in either Canada or up north. And it's just pretty exciting learning the entire thing. Yeah.
All right. And Nancy, what's the most fulfilling part of this class for you?
Just being together on Saturdays and, even... You know, like Alfie was saying, we kind of started this back in 2003. We used to, a few of us would gather at my place, and it was really hard to get people consistently to come. And we would hook up Donna Mae Roberts on the speakerphone, and try to do the best we could. We had a couple elders that were here. They're not with us anymore. Stella Atkinson, Soboloff, and Stanley Marsden would come to town and spend time with us. And so it wasn't very consistent, like every weekend, but we'd get people together, have food, and try to keep it going. This has been exciting for me to have a regular time. I mean, the only time I'll miss it is if I'm traveling. And I appreciate it's kind of like it feels like a family. The other thing I wanted to say is that we're a very gentle group as far as if you say something wrong, nobody is going to say you said that wrong. You know, we'll gently help people to, you know, say it the right way. Elfie's and we have a Alex in our group that's really good with grammar and a lot of strengths in our group, different ways.
And this is Saturday at what time?
Yeah, we meet every Saturday at noon, and it's 9097 Glacier Highway. There's a conference room. We always have a potty coffee on and usually some fish spread, and we bring other treats in.
Mm-hmm. And who is invited to this class?
Anybody who has any interest in learning our language or using our language. We have several folks who aren't Tsimshian, but they're interested in learning, and some of them are some of our best learners. So anybody who has any interest is welcome to join us.
All right. Would you be kind enough to teach us listeners here on Juno Afternoon a few words today?
Oh, let's have a brief conversation. Nancy, I'll talk to you. And Joel, can you be our interpreter? Uh-huh. Nancy, nda wilawan.
Oh, lugo am. At noon?
Nancy, how are you? Oh, I'm really good. How are you?
Seep canoe.
I'm in pain.
Seep canoe,
oh.
I'm sick.
Oh, I'm sick.
Seep canoe, I'm sick. Oh.
Okay. So if somebody comes to me, or especially right now, and says, Seep canoe, I'm sick, I would say, oh, kabaga'a.
Oh, you poor thing.
Demotkin.
Get better.
Demhelda action.
Have lots of water.
Oh.
So that's a brief conversation, and I started, did I start saying? Yeah. And da wilawan, that's how are you. And the cool thing about Sim'alik is it's not just another way to say something. It really informs the worldview of our ancestors. When I say, and da wilawan, how are you, I'm not just saying, how you doing? The literal translation is, how is your name? And as people know who have a Tsimshian name, a Tlingit name, a Haida name, it's up to us to take care of those names. They're put on us. They don't really belong to us. When I pass on, somebody else is going to be Sagop, and that name better be in good shape when they receive it. I have heard of people actually killing a name because somebody has messed up so spectacularly. So this is a small example of how our language is pretty deep. And so when I said "Nda wilawan," and then Nancy might say "Am wilawalu," I am doing well. Or in the case of the conversation, I said up "Seep canoe," I'm sick, which is kind of a common thing now. And then we talked about giving advice. Mm-hmm.
And if I wasn't doing good, you ask me how I'm doing again.
Oh, and I will win.
Oh, akadi am willalu
la.
I'm not doing very well today.
Joel, what's your favorite word in the language?
Oh, hey.
Is it radio safe?
yeah. Let's see. I guess my favorite word that I've learned so far is ian. It means poop. It's one of like the grossest things that I've learned so far. There's probably way more, but for now it's just that.
All right. Nancy, do you have a favorite word or phrase?
Amanitsin. Take care. To take care.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm glad Joel got to answer that question. He's, Klibu X is 12, and we have another young fellow who's, I think, maybe 10. And some of the videos that you might see on our Instagram are about potty things. And they come with these things that they want to learn and talk about. And so we let them because they're using our language.
Everyday life. Mm-hmm.
So we talk about farts and poo and it's fun. And they're learning and using our language.
All right.
I wanted to just say something else about Joel. So we're the three of us happen to be in the same dance group, Yisku'u. And Joel, you know, I've heard him with All Nations Children get up and speak the language, introducing himself and saying things. And that makes, for me, that's a really, I'm sure for his dad, but for me it's a real proud moment to hear that, you know, him up on stage and being very proud of who he is and speaking.
Okay. Can you please give us the details once more of the class, where and when to meet?
Oh, I am. So we meet every Saturday at noon till 2 o'clock usually. Sometimes we run a little long because we're making videos. At 9097 Glacier Highway, it's the Click and Hide offices behind Donna's restaurant. There's a conference room. We always have a pot of coffee on. You can follow our social media, Juno Samayak Learners on Facebook and Samayak underscore Learners on Instagram. And we always have a pot of coffee on. We are currently using Skype to have people join us online. We have a fellow in North Carolina who's been with us almost from the start, and some people in Canada and Washington and other places who join us when they can.
Okay. Will you teach us how to say thank you once more, please?
Oh, well, that's actually kind of a complicated question. I'm going to give you the easiest answer. And the reason it's complicated is there's different ways to say it depending on who you're talking to, how many people you're talking to, whether it's a formal setting or kind of informal. But today I'm going to say, "Entoyaksin." "Entoyaksin." And that means, I thank you. "Entoyaksin."
"Entoyaksin."
And that's to one person.
All right.
And Zubin.
"Entoyaksin." To all of you, I know I need to learn the plural form, but thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing with us about your language and the gathering. I hope you come back and keep us updated. I'll link to your Instagram and Facebook at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. Is there anything we're missing or anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I'd like to you ask them what their favorite word or phrase. My favorite one is "Shiluam Gordon." "Shiluam Gordon." It's do it makes you happy.
What a great note to end on.
"Shiluam Gordon."
Mm-hmm. Thank you all so much.
Wewa.